in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, and we're coming to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas, on the 15th day of February, 2006. My guest is Joan Vian. She has spent the last hour with us, where we'll take your phone calls this hour. And, Joan, I was thinking during the break, it's a good thing that we can't hear from the dead. Because you mentioned it in a key to thought, and my mind started racing. We have had literally billions of people on the face of this planet, millions of them which have died, striving for that one thing, freedom and liberty. And all the people that have gone before us, and the folks out there have to understand, we've been spoiled in this country. We've had relative freedom and liberty all these years. We're seeing a fast breakneck speed approach to taking that away from us. And it is starting to scare a lot of people. Still, many don't understand what this all means. But if we could hear the moans and the cries of the dead that have died at the hands of tyrants throughout the centuries, this is the linchpin. This is their quest to destroy this country, because we were a little bit different than anybody else, than any other form of government that's ever been on the face of this earth, that provided for the individual. Forget this collective masses kind of thinking, folks. How can freedom and liberty work for the general mass if it does not work for the individual? And the founders took great pains to understand that subject. And we have never had a government like this, ever, on planet Earth. And once this great country goes down, there goes your burning light of freedom, the torch of freedom around the globe. And I don't think, Joan, I don't think people really understand that concept.
No, I don't. You know, I'll tell you what. I watch on TV. Oh, I don't watch very much, but what's the chef that everybody loves?
Oh, yeah, ba-boom, ba-bang, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I watch him, and I watch the Home Network.
Emerald, yeah.
And I watch the Home Network, and I watch, you know, all these people looking for their first house or exotic homes, you know.
Right.
And, you know, there's some other general things that I watch. I live in a very nice neighborhood. I love to go to California. Those people in California really think people like me are crazy, because it's so beautiful and idyllic in California, if you're not paying attention to the politics. And it's real hard. It is real hard to imagine that this could happen to America. Real hard. You know, that's why they look at us crazy, John, because we're so far ahead.
It is simply amazing. And the people out in California, we've got good people out there. I've often referred to it as lands of the fruit, nuts, and flakes, but politically, yeah, the climate's not good, and besides that, they've been invaded and taken over. But that's another subject matter. We'll come back with your calls right after this short break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
There's a lot of folks out there that have questions, or maybe they don't understand exactly what we're talking about. We're reaching new people every single day. We have over 160 outlets out there, along with global internet, satellite, shortwave, AM and FM stations, you name it. We're growing at a very rapid pace. It's almost scaring me how fast we're growing. But I want to hear from people out there that are just maybe new listeners that have some questions, you know, about what we're talking about here. And we promise we'll be nice to you. We won't beat you up. We won't call you stupid or ignorant or anything else. This is about education. To make people believe and understand what we are talking about is 100% legitimate. We don't have a political axe to grind here. We're not going after some political head with a certain agenda, and we're just the antithesis to that because we want to be elected for something. I don't want to be elected for anything. Joan Vion doesn't want to be elected for anything. She is a businesswoman back in 1994 that attended her first conference, and ever since then, she has been a person on fire and probably one of the leading experts on the entire planet Earth on the subject of the United Nations, sustainable development, global governance, and the whole nine yards. She meets and talks to these very same people that you only read about out there. So this is an extremely important message that needs to be heard. So if there's any callers out there or any listeners that want to call in, give us a call here. First time caller, 800 313-944-3. We'll take your phone calls and answer your questions, quiet your fears if you have any, or maybe we'll add some to them if we ask the wrong question. We're not going to pull any punches here. By the way, by going to Joan Vion's website, womensgroup.org, there's all kinds of information on this. And one of the things that caught my eye about your website, we're talking about true sustainable development here, Joan Vion. You have a video of alternative power. You call it the alternative power video. Mm-hmm. It's a 70-minute DVD presentation that shows a, now get this, folks, a 5,000-square-foot house, a 2,500-square-foot workshop, and the family that lives there has no power lines into their living abode. They make their own electricity, pump their own water, heat their own house. Are you ready for this? For you people that are in sticker shock right now because of the power bill you just got for your electricity that's quadrupled in the last several months, we're talking 7,500 square feet, water, power, the whole nine yards for less than $70 a year. You want to go up to her website, womensgroup.org, take a look at the video DVD section, and take a look at that, folks. This could literally, in the future, the way things are economically, the impending collapse of this economy in this country, you may want to start thinking for tomorrow and next month and next year. And to get a copy of that video, and correct me if I'm wrong, they can dial 301-371-0541. Is that not correct, ma'am?
That is correct.
All right. That number again, 301-371-0541. And you too, folks, can be, well, you can have your own sustainable development, one that you can afford. That's what I mean about sustainable development. Roger in Pennsylvania, you're first up.
Yeah, thanks, folks. We can, of course, in the dictatorship of the educariat, have sustainable ignorance and sustainable brainwashing so that we can all live in the sustainable Soviet of the world.
Yeah.
I just wanted to reinforce your earlier point about we must never squander any opportunity to squish and grind into the dust any verbiage along the lines of carve out our niche or get our voice in these world governmental constructions, because the moment we fail to do that, that serves to validate and legitimize these false alternatives, and we let that go, and we're cooked more certainly than the proverbial frog in the boiling water.
Right.
And
I don't like frog legs, by the way.
Yeah, so we must stomp out globalist warming. God bless you all.
All right, thanks. You know, Joan, we have had some inkling of what global governance is going to bring us in the way of self-determination, freedom, personal liberty. We have witnessed Homeland Security, Patriot Act, the big flap with George Bush and the NSA spying on everybody. And folks have to know that what is going to happen with global governance, this is going to be what we're witnessing right now, the erosion and the destruction of our Constitution. This is going to happen in spades. This is just the warm-up. This is the dress rehearsal for the grand stage play that they have ready and waiting for us. So it's important, and I can't stress this enough. Sometimes I wish I could pop through the microphone and everybody's speakers on their radios and grab them and shake them and say, are you listening to me? Are you paying attention? Because we're focusing so much here on Homeland Security and Patriot Act and the robbings of our freedoms here and there. They're always nipping in our heels. But when we're talking about global governance, Joan, I know that you've talked a lot of these people, and as I stated, that you're probably one of the world's foremost experts on this subject because you've been there. You've immersed yourself for over 10 years on this subject, going into 13 years. Can you succinctly put to the people out there what this is going to mean for their freedom, economic, you know, personal freedom, so on and so forth? Can you give them a good idea what this is going to mean to them?
You know, here in America, we have had such opportunity. We have had freedom to be, freedom to become, freedom even to do wrong, freedom to think, freedom to voice our opinions, freedom to live where we want to live, freedom to the point whereby we could accumulate monies, some of us, we could accumulate monies and live in a nice house. When you compare the United States Constitution with the UN Charter, you have to understand that under the Constitution, our rights come from God. Under the UN Charter, they come from government or the state. Under the Constitution, there is no limit to our rights. Under the Charter, the UN Charter, they are limited. Under the Constitution, they can never be taken away, no matter what we say or what we do. Under the UN Charter, they can be taken away. And that is what we will lose and are losing. We are losing our values. We are losing our rights. We are losing our principles. And people who have children, you will lose your children. They will be taught all of this. They will be taught the Hegelian dialectic. They will be taught sustainable development. They are being taught now. You know, John, a couple years ago, my husband and I visited the Virginia Military Institute, and I decided to go into their bookstore, and I almost fell over when I saw a book under Earth Sciences, which I purchased, a used book for $90, just so I could have it and say I had it, in which their book is a college textbook on Agenda 21, going through it chapter by chapter by chapter. In other words, the chapter in the book correspond to the chapters in Agenda 21. And so we will not be in a Christian, well, we're not in a Christian world now, but even our churches are being infiltrated at every turn with the church growth movement, with Rick Warren, with the Alpha Course. 501c3 has made our pastors amoebas with no backbone or spine. It's more important to have a tax deduction, just like the Rockefeller Foundation, than it is to talk about evil. I mean, you know?
This is in our face, and I call these supposed preachers and the purveyors of God's Word. And they claim that that's their mission in life. And I know you read the Bible, Joan Vian, and in there it describes global governance. It describes the New World Order in the terms of the day. And in this country, we've got a split. You saw this happening with Judge Roy Moore, Supreme Court, Alabama, the Rotunda, the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a very strong stand on that. And many other people, some TV evangelists out there are actually starting to wake up to the fact that there are very serious things going on inside this country. They're not talking necessarily about world government, but they're demonstrating what's going on with our own government, our own loss of freedoms, according to the document, the Constitution, which is inspired by men that believed in God. Forget this deist stuff out there, folks. These are the people that want to minimize who these stodgy old men way back when with the funny little white wigs on. Folks, this is not the grand experiment. This is what life should be on planet Earth under all governments, the individual and freedom. Now, that's not going to happen. But we are the small voice now, and we're being shrunk even more. We're being minimized even more. And this global clamor and business and, well, my gosh, you know, business is bad. So if I move a plant and I employ these people, you know, it'll benefit them. But we're taking jobs away from Americans. Folks, this is going to happen on a global scale. We have already been reduced to almost third world status with just providing, not manufacturing out of raw materials, but providing the raw materials for other countries to manufacture goods and ship them back in here. These are all glimpses into the future that they're holding for us. And I cannot stress firmly enough, Joan, and I don't know, for the life of me, you've been doing this for going on 13 years, and for the life of me, I don't know how you've maintained your energy and your drive, because this would have burned a lot of people out. But your voice is more important today than ever. And I'm very glad to have you on the program today. When we get back, we got loaded phones.
Thank you.
When we get back, we'll go into these phones in rapid order. So everybody hang on. We'll all get to talk to Joan Vion, and we'll do that right after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Joan Vion's website, ladies and gentlemen, womensgroup.org. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your fellow Americans to get her information and spread it to the four winds. We are very short of time. These people are on overdrive. They're on overtime to bring us world government. And it's very, very close. Very, very close. By the way, have they changed their timeline of when they want all this implemented? Because I know they're behind schedule.
Well, they haven't really told me. Actually, I haven't heard anything about, quote-unquote, being behind. I would say to you that it doesn't really make any difference whether they are behind or not. They're marking time, you know?
All right. Let's get into these calls. We got loaded boards here. Randy Yarborough in Colorado. Hello, Randy.
Well,
hey,
Randy.
John.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Well, it's a wonderful day in our global neighborhood.
Yes.
April 14th, 1952, Public Law 313, two quick sentences. Whereas the existing state of war with Japan is the last declared state of war to which the United States is a party, and the termination thereof and of the national emergencies proclaimed in 39 and 41 would render certain statutory provisions inoperative. And whereas some of these statutory provisions are needed to ensure the national security and the capacity of the United States to support the United Nations in its efforts to establish and maintain world peace.
Well, yeah, Randy, there's a lot of talk about George Bush, possible treason, impeachment. I'm looking at this, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Group, the CFR, a number of sundry other NGOs and current and past politicians. I look at this overturning our form of government, and they're in direct conflict with the Constitution, no question about it. Are that, Randy, in your estimation, aren't these people guilty of treason?
Absolutely not. We've been in a state of national emergency / state of war since March 9th of 1933. Therefore, the president has all of the war powers in his arsenal to use and do whatever he deems necessary.
So Mr. Bush's argument that I am the ascended king, I have the constitutional authority, he's not wrong?
He's right on. Welcome to our new world order.
And one question I wanted to throw out there, Joan, the sun never set on the British Empire. They tried world empirism, if I just created a new world word, forgive me, you double-speak people out there. But the British tried world governance. The United States has been accused with their forays into the Middle East of empire building. But that's not necessarily the case, is it? What's your thoughts on that, Joan, as far as this just being a front? Because you know George Bush, Bill Clinton, all these past presidents have been right in lockstep with the United Nations and global governance, even though there would be political suicide for them to state so, of course. But what do you see on that aspect of it? That what do you say to these people that are saying that we're imperialistic and we want to dominate the world, knowing full well the United States is going to be a part and a smaller part than a lot of people are going to realize the United States' involvement in world government?
I basically tell them that's absolutely correct. We are empire building. However, we are empire building for the British. Okay, let us not be naive. Come on. You know, the British lost their finest asset at the Battle of New Orleans, January 8th, 1815. Okay? Now, do you not think that they would look to find a way to bring America back under British rule? You know, we have the Rhodes Scholar Program. We have Cecil Rhodes, and people can buy my book, Prince Charles, to read about that history. You know, the whole purpose of the Rhodes Scholarship Program is to educate people from all over the world as to how to bring the world back under British rule. When I wrote my book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, my thesis is that the U.S. reverted back under British rule when we passed the United Nations Treaty. Now, I know that there are some historians out there who have documents that say we never left the Brits. That may be. But I think there is as much documentation to show that we are under British rule and that they literally rule the world. So, we are empire building, but we're not empire building for ourselves. We are really a cover for the Brits, in my opinion.
And, Randy, could you do me a favor, sir? I haven't talked to you in years.
Yes.
Could you do me a favor when you drop off here, just hang on, drop off the air, but just hang on the phone. I'd like my producer to get your number. I haven't conversed with you in a long time. I'd like to talk to you.
We will talk. The closing thing I had was for folks to pay attention to this national emergency that's been going on for 72 years. This is the basis for everything they do. Their rationalization for the Patriot Act, for education, you name it, it goes back to the national emergency. And Joan, in the UN Charter, always in there. It names all these rights, but then there's a little sentence that says, well, they can be taken away under national emergency or a emergency.
Yeah, and the emergency has been, we've been in chaos and the state of confusion for a lot of years. Thanks, Randy. I appreciate it.
God bless and hang in there.
Okay, you too. And hang on the line there. I'll get my producer to get your information. And John, Paul, Ken, Ramon, Dalton, and others will get to all of your calls right after this.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're going to roll through these calls in quick succession. John in Austin. Hello, you're a first-time caller.
Hey, John, thanks for taking my call. How are you this
morning? Hi, good.
I've been listening to the radio pretty much all day, and I haven't heard anybody report on this, and I'm quite surprised. But yesterday there was a congressional hearing about involving a former NSA agent, a lieutenant colonel, a former FBI agent, and a staff sergeant in the Army. And what the congressional hearing was, it was a whistleblowing hearing where this former NSA agent, Russell Tice, is coming forward and just stating that the NSA is involved with domestic spying that is a complete violation of our constitutional rights. So it's a very I find it just to be a huge day for patriots. I mean, on the congressional record, you have multiple credible witnesses all saying essentially the same thing. This FBI agent quit after he learned how corrupt it is.
Yeah.
And the congressmen were just forced to really acknowledge this, and even acknowledging the fact that many senators and government officials have been lying under oath about the involvement of NSA.
Well, they've been lying about a lot of things, and it just pick a particular day and a particular subject and topic. Washington, D.C. is awash in lies.
Well, I just wanted to call and make sure everyone knows about this. It's on the record that they are, lying under oath. So it's physical proof, and I appreciate your time.
All right, thank you, John. I appreciate your call. And again, Joan, let me dovetail into what we're talking about here: global governance. Here we have supposedly a constitutionally restricted government. What is this going to be like? Them prying and snooping and pooping worldwide on global citizenry. It's going to be a return basically to the Dark Ages. You know, the Hollywood sets may look pretty, but as far as real freedom and self-determination and real liberty, it's a thing of the past. And folks, if you're uncomfortable with the cameras that are spying on us right now, if you're uncomfortable with the NSA listening to your phone calls or the FBI saying that they've got the right to come into your house, when you're not home, take your hard drive out of your computer, and they don't even have to leave a calling card. If none of that bothers you, then global governance certainly won't bother you. Let's go on. Paul in Florida. Hello, Paul.
Hello again. I'll be fast. My first question is, was there more talk this year about dumping the U.S. dollar as a world reserve currency and going to the euro?
Good question.
Okay.
That is a great question. Let me just say that, last year and this year, they had the same economists on their economic panel. And basically, they did not know how they were going to face us this year, because last year they were wrong about the dollar. It didn't trash. It went up. They were wrong about the housing market. They were wrong about long-term interest rates. They were wrong about everything that they talked about. They didn't even mention oil, and for the record, they did not even mention gold, either last year or this year. Now, the three key people were Laura Tyson, who was Bill Clinton's economic advisor, the guy from from Morgan Stanley, who is noted to be a very conservative guy.
Okay, what was his name, please?
I have a glitch. Just give me a second. And then there was a guy by the name of Dr. Jacob Frankel. Dr. Jacob Frankel, I have interviewed him a number of times. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission.
Mm-hmm.
He is right in the middle of the thick of things, Stephen Roach. And, these people, they never even discussed energy last year, and energy was up 40% the year before.
Right.
So with regard to the dollar, to be honest with you, when I saw these brilliant people, and Dr. Jacob Frankel did tell me in response to a question I asked that the world did need a global currency, and it would only happen after the countries of the world harmonized their economic structures, and that's exactly what's happening right now around the world.
Yeah, I'd like to know what he really meant by harmonize. At the point of a gun, or voluntarily, or what?
Well, they're doing it right now. I mean, if you take a look at the United States and you take a look at any of the European countries and some of the other third world countries, you can see that, number one, they're changing their pension plans. They're changing, if they have any kind of Social Security, they're changing it. They are changing their tax codes. They're reducing their taxes. The United States is only the only country in the world today. Now, 2 years ago when I wrote a major economic report on the value-added tax, the VAT, the only two countries were the U.S. and India. India last year adopted a VAT tax. The only country in the world, if you're going to have a world governmental system, to not have a VAT is the United States, and I want you to know that George Bush, this wonderful, illustrious Republican, will be the one to bring it in.
Mm. Okay, well, thank you very much. I know you've got a lot waiting. I'll sign off. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Paul. Ken in Indiana. Hello, Ken.
Hi.
Hi.
I have so much to say. How about the Nasara? Have you heard anything about that?
I didn't catch that. What?
The Nasara.
What is it? I don't know.
It's a National Economic It's where they forgive all your credit card debts, your mortgage.
No, I haven't heard anything about that.
You don't even know about it. What they've been doing with some of the third world countries will forgive your debt?
Yeah.
Only it's really not being forgiven. Somebody's going to pay the piper on that deal?
Oh, of course not. It is not being forgiven. I didn't understand the term. I haven't heard that term before. I asked at the United Nations 60th meeting in September, this past September, I asked Obasanjo, who, by the way, he's president of Nigeria, and he also happens to be the president of the Commonwealth, okay, just so we get some of these people straight. I asked him, I said, they have the most oil of any African country, and there they are asking for debt relief. And so I asked him, I said, what kind of assets are the people of your country and the people of Africa willing to give up in order to get debt relief? I mean, because we all know it's not a free-for-all thing. You know, they're attaching something somewhere or they're grabbing something somewhere. And he said to me, we do not have any assets left. The only assets we have is life itself, and that would be genocide.
And it's interesting, Joan, what they're talking about, and whether it doesn't matter, the euro and the dollar is the same. And that may shock some people, but if you take a look at the root mechanism of which makes the prime ingredients of both currencies, it's still fiat currency. You know, Joan, remember when they were talking about gold, that 20-25% of the euro is going to be backed by gold? They never had any intention. That was to quiet the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And I see very bad economic times on the horizon. I've been paying attention to the world's leading economists that aren't there for the almighty buck, that are there watching the economies around the globe, watching our economy in relation to everybody else's. And it is not pretty. It is not very, very pretty. Ken, anything else?
Do you think we can stomach another revolutionary war to take back our government?
That's a real hard question. First of all, I don't know enough about the people out there. Most of the patriot groups, I'm told, have been taken over or infiltrated by CIA a long time ago. The common man, I don't know. I can't comment about the common man. He's so very comfortable, whether he's on the couch having a beer or whether he's at the golf course or at the yacht club, that I cannot comment on him. It doesn't look like it, in my opinion. And I would also say, furthermore, we live in a world in which we now have all kinds of gizmos in space. And, you know, they have the ability to track a lot of things. What do you think the UN Rapid Deployment Force is for? 85,000 troops. The whole purpose is to maintain world peace.
Well, and part of this project, thanks for your call, Ken. I appreciate
okay.
it. Part of this program is complete and general disarmament in a peaceful world. I just interviewed Mordecai Vanunu the other day. And here's a guy that he blew the whistle on Israel because they had nuclear programs, nuclear missiles. He blew the whistle in 86 in England. He was arrested in Rome, taken back, had a trial, spent 11 years in solitary confinement, I think a total of 18 or 19 years total in prison. But I pressed him a little bit, and he fell right into the UN program, world peace, getting rid of the nukes. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand something. There are over 250, a quarter of a billion guns in this country, many gun owners. Why do you think they wanted to take the guns away from the private citizens?
Yeah.
And now, Joan, you and I have had this conversation before. And the best tool and key to this right now, the weapon, the bullet box, is one of last resort. The ballot box, somewhat. But more importantly, the soapbox, most important, is what we should be exercising right now. So maybe we don't have to go to that cartridge box, because in the terms that we're explaining, the honest, straightforward terms in which we're talking about global governance and all the schemes behind it, ladies and gentlemen, it's all real. It doesn't have to be. They need our government's compliance. They need the American people's compliance. This is why they have not been open with us in the first place. They're not going to tell Americans, hey, forget your form of government. It's outdated. It's outmoded. It's not with our sustainable development. You know, that was fine form of government a couple hundred years ago, but the world has changed. Folks, the world has not changed. People do not change. Human nature does not change. So we're sitting back and we're chronicling this. We're watching it very, very closely. Joan, you and I met about 3-4 years ago up in, I think it was outside of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You came up to my table and, you know, what are you, about 5'2", 5'3"?
No, 5 foot.
5 foot?
Yes.
You're the biggest little giant I have ever met in my life. You have done amazing things. You've gone amazing places and talked to these world government leaders. And I just want, again, want to commend you for that. And folks, for any of her books and videos, any information, her website is womensgroup.org. The telephone number is 301-371-0541. And it takes money. It takes money to go to all of these different places. I know. I've checked the price of airfares. It ain't cheap. So, folks, support the people that are bringing you the most important news that you will probably hear in your lifetime. That is most important. One more call here. Dalton in Tennessee. Hello, Dalton.
Hey.
Yes. Be quick.
Okay. I'll be trying to be real quick. One thing is, I'd like to thank you for mentioning that D. James Kennedy.
Yes.
And I found that site most interesting and emailed a copy of it to my pastor.
Very good.
And the other thing is, I was wondering, with the state of affairs the way they are, and I've looked at this for a long time, but if you lived in an area that was in a future biodiversity corridor that was slated for no human habitation, would you think it would make any difference whatsoever in your life? Try to get out of there beforehand, or is it just a moot point anyway?
You know, let me tell you how I live my life. And I don't do this all the time, and God's showing me I need to do it every time. I would ask God. You know, it's real hard to know whether or not you need to get out of there, because the bottom line is when everything hits the fan, there'll be people from the city coming to the uninhabitable area.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. It works both ways. And therefore,
well, I sure don't want to go to the city.
Well, you can go to the outer skirts of the city.
Well, and yeah. Dalton, here's my thoughts on that. Why pull up stakes and move someplace else that they already have it designated as being one of these uninhabitable zones free of human touch? I say we stop them in their tracks. I'm tired of moving or running away from these people. It's time that we stand our ground and get our country back.
And that's very true. That is very true. So, you know, ask God.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dalton. I appreciate it. Joan?
Dalton, I just want to tell Dalton that there are people like me who live in the city, and I don't live in the city. I live a little bit further out. However, people like me are thinking about where I'm going to go when I can leave this area, and I'm thinking about places that don't have a lot of people.
I understand. Joan Vion, thank you so much. I appreciate the 2 hours out of your busy life. Your website, again, womensgroup.org. A lot of good information. If you want to save energy, whatever else, just go to the site, check it out, share it with friends, email the site to other people. That's why we have them up there. Joan, thank you again.
Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you, ma'am. Joan Vion, ladies and gentlemen. Biggest little giant I ever met. 5 foot. She's only 5 foot. And look what she's doing. And I said one time that I'd ask her the question. The last time I interviewed her, I asked her, I said, what do you think the odds are of us beating the New World Order? And she said, not good. That didn't make me very happy, and I made the mistake by saying, well, I'm not going to bring Joan Vion back on this show. That was a mistake on my part. Because I don't like to hear things like that. I like to hear positive things. But we had her back on, and we'll have her on again. The information must flow, ladies and gentlemen. And I have no other personal differences with Joan Vion whatsoever. Okay? You must know that. And the information is important, and it will be put out there. I have with me now Jeff Bennett. Jeff,
Alive. How about you?
I'm alive and kicking. It's 77 degrees here in Central Texas and absolutely beautiful.
It's, I don't know, it was supposed to hit mid-80s here today over in Arizona, but I got to tell you something. The wind kicked up, and I'm thankful it cleans this nasty old air out of this valley. Amazing, Grace. I'd like a nice wind to blow through Washington, D.C., and blow some other nasty air out of that valley. So
well, I suggested, let me see, we ought to have another million-man march, only this time with hammer and chisel, and we chisel out Washington, D.C., the 11 square miles, put some sail on it, and sail it right out in the middle of the Atlantic and sink it.
That's it. That's it. I'm glad you said hammer and chisel, not hammer and sickle.
There you go. No, my name's not Arm and Hammer. Thank
That's
you very
right.
much.
That's right. Hey, it's been an interesting week. I had a long talk with our importer today, a lot of very interesting things going on. He was out flat on his back for a week last week, and obviously we've seen economically what's happened. You know, they've brought gasoline prices down at the pump. Gold and silver, they have managed to hammer down some of the big boys who were telling people back in December, oh, my God, put all your money in gold and silver. Now they're saying, nah, go ahead and sell it off. We want you to come back in the stock market. And yet Bernanke opened his mouth today, and it's been the first time he's testified as Alan Greenspan's replacement before Congress, and I suspect there's going to be people scratching their heads tonight, but we've had a great, great increase in opportunity. Let's put it this way. We've certainly had people complaining. You know, gold and silver have come down over the last couple of weeks. Gee, is this what I want to do? And I'm not sure now. I'm not convinced because
you know
maybe that was the run. But you know what?
You know, my first thought was?
What's that?
Good, it came down a little bit. All those that were thinking about buying and then watched the price go up and they didn't get there fast enough, now you have an opportunity.
Well, and you know, that you're absolutely right. And, of course, part of that run-up was a partially speculation. Part of it certainly is concerns that, in my mind, John, have not gone away. I'm still concerned about the Iranian bourse. I'm still concerned about what's going on in the Middle East. I'm still concerned about the economy in this country. And if people think that Mr. Benjamin Bernanke is going to be our savior, they've got another thing coming.
Hey, dollar bills flying out of helicopters.
Oh, boy,
now.
You're not kidding. Yeah. This guy is just going to be nothing but an extension of Greenspan, except without the ability to cover up the true meaning of his words.
Well,
That's my concern.
But he's actually going to do what Alan Greenspan was warning against. He did a pretty good job, I guess, of reining in inflation, actually devaluation of the dollar.
Correct.
But Mr. Bernanke is going to be the irrational exuberance that Mr. Greenspan actually talked about.
Well, Bernanke did say one thing today that I think people need to be concerned about. More interest rate hikes will be needed to tame the increased risk of inflation. This is the inflation they've been telling us for years doesn't exist. So to cut it short here, gold wound up closing today at December levels of $540.15. Silver ended the session at $923. Gold actually opened up reasonably strong this morning, but still wound up closing down nearly $8 from its daily highs. All that is, John, is a tremendous opportunity. I talked to one of our clients in Florida last week who is very, very interested in purchasing some of these exquisite pieces from Uruguay that we get from time to time. I like them, minted in the early 1930s. They're slightly in excess of a quarter ounce of net gold content. Never been placed in circulation. The rumor is only about 15,000 have ever escaped the melting pot. And the people in South America tended to mint some very heavy coins, and I like this because of the weight factor. I like it even better than a British sovereign, even though sovereigns are probably more recognizable. But when I talked to this client last week, I think we were talking about price in terms of about $167 per coin, maybe $169. And looking at what has happened with gold today and availability, somewhat limited availability of this coin, I've actually put together kind of three levels of the availability of this coin, John, that I think that our listeners who have not availed themselves of this particular specimen want to get a hold of. If they order between 1 and 10 coins, they're going to cost them $157.38 per coin plus shipping and handling. 20 coins or more, the price drops to $154.52 plus shipping and handling. That's per coin now. And if they want to order a roll of 40 coins or more, their cost drops to $151.65. That is a spectacular offering for pre-1933 non-confiscable gold. It's considered collectible only because it is historic in nature. That's not increasing the price. I think our listeners are going to find that that is very much on par with what a modern-day quarter-ounce American gold eagle would sell for. I'd rather have the old gold, thank you very much, but that's a personal thing of my own.
Right. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, the horror stories are still running rampant out there about trust funds being robbed, your retirement benefits going up in smoke. And I want to urge people, and this is not for everybody out there. There are some conditions that if you're presently, what is it, Jeff, working for a company right now, or what's the other?
Well, as far as the IRAs, if you're still working for a company that has where you have a 401 or a 401 or a 403B program, there's not a lot we can do to assist people there. But people who have left the company that have an IRA or a 401 sitting out there, certainly at Republic Trading Group, we are very instrumental in helping people move their IRAs into a program that physically contains gold and silver from them. There's no penalties to do this. It's a little bit of paperwork that I work out with them to get them established with a trust company. Once the funds are in place, we make the purchase. Now, obviously, we cannot put into place things like the Uruguay five peso piece. We're dealing more with modern-day gold and silver eagles, maybe some maple leaves, silver bars, a few things like that. Somewhat limited, all related to a bullion-related product, and that's okay, but that still should not be confused with the physical possession of gold that people want to buy.
Right.
Either way, John, whether they're interested in discussing the IRA program or they want to talk to us about today's offer with these marvelous Uruguayan pieces, and there's going to be fewer and fewer of these available. It's not like sovereigns or Swiss Helvetias that will keep coming out of the vaults for years and years and years. There is an extremely finite supply of the Uruguay 5 peso, but you know what? We're not paying a huge premium. That's why I like it. But they can give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. I work some reasonably extended hours, but folks, if you call and you get the voicemail, you know, 9 chances out of 10, it's because I'm on the phone. Leave your name, leave a number, brief message what you want to talk to me about. I'll get back with you just as quickly as possible.
And your email, Jeff?
You know what? You know that better than I. What is it? The RBN Gold?
No. It's Jeff at RBNLive.com.
Okay. I can never remember because it actually doesn't come in that way to me. So.
Right. But if, folks, you're on computer, if you're listening to this program right now and you're listening via the Internet, as soon as the program's over, I'll tell you what you do. You just email Jeff at rbnlive.com, leave a phone number, best time to be contacted, and if you want, a brief description of what you're interested in, and he will return your correspondence.
Absolutely. A lot of times I see the emails before I actually am able to pick up the phone and retrieve messages, so feel free to contact me either way, and we'll move as rapidly as we can to address your needs, your concerns, answer your questions, and we'll go from there.
Because, Jeff, I know in a couple of 3 weeks or a month, we're going to be talking about this today, that gold is down just a little bit and silver is down a little bit. But in a couple of weeks, it'll go right back up. And we're going to have people out there agonizing and vacillating. Well, gosh, should I have done it a couple of weeks ago? Well, sure, you should. Now, is gold going to drop any further than it is right now? I'm not a prognosticator, but if I were a betting man, I would say 100% absolutely not. So now is the time to buy, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't wait till this thing starts to skyrocket. There's not going to be enough hours in the day to take care of everybody.
Absolutely.
Take care of yourself.
Absolutely. I'll be on with Rick Adams tomorrow night. We'll give our listeners further updates. So thanks.
Right.
You take care. I'm going to the phones.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. 800-691-7898, ladies and gentlemen. We charge no more than 10% on standard gold and silver. Business, IRAs, and individual retirement accounts is lower. So don't play around with your financial future, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody's going to look out after you like you can. Get the information and start acting on it today. 800-691-7898. We'll see you Friday, folks. L.B. Borg sitting in for me tomorrow.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.